I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to October's Very Own, a podcast about Drake. We're coming to the end of this month of Drake.
Yeah.
Eric, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just looking at Drake's Instagram, okay. So I was a little distracted for a second.
We're so close to the end.
The boy.
We got
the boy's birthday.
Just a couple more eps left.
Couple more eps.
Very special guests for the last that we've been trying to get since we started this. Check out the last one on October 31st on Halloween.
We're not going to say who it is.
But we had to slot this episode in because Drake's birthday was last night. Depending on when you're listening to this. And
first it made headlines.
It,
which is good,
is an encapsulation of like everything we've been talking about on this podcast, to the point where I'm like, was Drake listening to the podcast when he was planning his birthday out? Because we did an episode about his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we said that he was probably going to Dave and Buster's. And then I learned that he had already actually done his birthday.
He'd already did his birthday there, yeah.
But so it just seems more surreal than reality. He had a re-bar mitzvah party. Basically, he turned 31, and he inverted his 13th birthday, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. Well, the first thing I want to say is that this is like Drake's response to his birthday on his Instagram or his celebration of it all is not out of character with how Drake always like celebrates things in his life. Like, if you are a follower of Champagne Poppy on Instagram, you know that every, like, he does this after every OVO Fest, and he's done it in years past, where it's like he kind of puts up a collage of different photos of the night and the event.
But what I don't understand is Drake
because he wants to make sure that you see who's there, and he also does this as a way to like show that he knows what's cool, and he's like that cool people were there, and like
this you can't do that in an album.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Mm-hmm. I think that's worse though, because like he's gonna put a
also,
photo.
Also, they didn't have albums until what, like a year ago.
Yeah, but this was last night.
Oh no, I know. I'm just saying, like, this is where the way that he's always done.
But what I'm saying is that, like, I think it would make me feel bad because he's got this one photo of a pizza box. We'll talk about all these, but it says Poppy's Pizzeria, and it's got a picture of like 6-year-old Drake on it.
Right.
And that got almost 500,000 likes.
Right.
And then there's just a picture of some guy. It's got 170,000 likes.
But that some guy,
I would feel bad if
no,
I were
but that
guy.
Some guy. Which some guy? Are
there's
you
a few
about?
Some guys.
Yeah. Well, so this is where your lack of Drake knowledge is showing, because these some guys are like one is Director X, which is like he's like one of the like he's directed pretty much every big Drake video. He's like within the rap world, within the scene. He did start from the bottom. One is Murder Beats. One's Bando.
What about this guy who's just putting deodorant on?
What?
Oh, you know what? That's actually an ad. That's a sponsored Instagram. Okay, I see what you're saying now.
So he does it because it's like kind of like a who's who, and it's like I'm cool, and like he does it with tastemakers and things like that. Like every year for like OVO Fest, he'll do like his own personal recap, and it'll be like, oh, Kanye was here, or like, oh, like here's like some cool fans or whatever, you know, and like or And it's a way for Drake to, I think, both show that he's still in the mix with the culture.
Well, let me just read real quick a recap of the evening.
Yeah.
From page six.
Great.
It was either this, Shout People, out page six. Or Us Weekly.
What's the headline?
Drake throws bar mitzvah themed 31st birthday.
Great.
It starts with a bit of Yiddish, so I hope I don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
It says, L'chaim to Drake's 31st year. The rapper rang in his birthday with a bar mitzvah-themed celebration in Los Angeles on Monday night. He kicked off the evening at the Catch LA rooftop where he, quote, arrived through the private entrance with a few close friends and family, as well as his father, who was decked out in a shiny blue blazer, a source told Page Six.
Was the source Drake's Instagram
probably.
Story?
It was probably just Drake calling in. He opted to blow out his birthday candle on top of sorbet instead of a cake and made a toast with shots for his table. The half-Jewish, Toronto-born rapper then moved the party onto the nightclub Poppy, where his, quote, 31 going on 13 themed soiree was equipped with Aubrey's rebar mitzvah, cups, pizza boxes with his picture on them, a basketball photo booth, and an ice hockey dance floor. What have I said from the beginning? Drake is 13, and he
12.
Is... sometimes I say 12, sometimes I say 13, though. Drake, but keep in mind, I just want to say, if it's his 13th birthday, that means he just was 12. So, in
True.
Fairness...
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I'll take your point.
So, this is Drake literally living the life a 12-year-old boy would wear. He has a basketball photo booth. I mean, if you told me at 12 that I could have a basketball photo booth...
What a blow! Lose your mind.
Actually, by 12, that was too cool. But 10.
He had cups there that say Aubrey's rebar mitzvah.
Those are probably worth so much on eBay today.
Oh, man. And then you mentioned this already, but he had like custom pizza boxes made. I don't know where the pizza came from, but like.
What if there was no pizza in them? They were just the box.
Oh, my God. Probably. But like, that's such an encapsulation of Drake. It's like, I'm going to make custom pizza boxes and custom red Solo cups to celebrate my 31st birthday. I respect Drake. I respect Drake's love for his birthday. That's something that I've always thought is really interesting and kind of funny about him, and another way that I identify with him, because I'm just going to say it, I love my birthday too. And I think, and like the fact that we are kind of giving him the ultimate birthday gift by doing a podcast every day in the month of October.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Come on the podcast.
Check, please.
Earth to Drake.
He who smelt it, dealt it.
Yeah. He loves it. The guy loves his fucking birthday. And he's like, and like, this is just such a good example of it where it's like, oh, I'm going to invite all my friends, all the cool people. I'm going to take pictures of them and put them on my Instagram and show like who was there and like have a good time because it's October and I'm October's very own and I'm the boy.
It looks like he also has a, like you would see in an actual bar mitzvah, he's got a bar mitzvah board. On his Instagram where he, you know, sort of like old cutout photos of him taped to a board and it looks like people signed it. Yeah. That's probably worth a lot on Instagram too.
Worth so much. Absolutely. It's great. I mean, shout out to Drake's outfit too.
I think he changed outfits because if you look, he's wearing two different things. Well, he's got this green like velour jacket.
Yeah, it's Tom Ford.
Thanks, Tom Ford, for the icy jacket.
Yeah, it looks good. Also, then, some other highlighted guests. Shout out to Swae Lee for being at Drake's birthday party. I would like Swae Lee to come to my birthday party as well.
Look at his dad. His dad looks like.
Oh, his dad
crushing.
Looks great. His dad looks incredible.
He's got this sort of blue. Sparkly jacket, it kind of looks like a robe, which we've talked about. And like blue, like very light blue do-rag under a cowboy hat. Like that's pretty cool. And it looks like there's some sort of, so he did like a live band karaoke, I think.
Probably. And we do know that Drake loves karaoke. There was a great news story a few years ago about Drake showing up at Sing Sing in Manhattan in the East Village and just showing up and doing his own music. I don't know if he did his own music. But Drake, I mean, that's in line with his character. Like, if someone loves their birthday, like, they love karaoke, too. You know, it's just kind of...
Hold on. There's a great line coming up at the end, but I just want to run through this. His A-list crew included Leonardo DiCaprio, who wasn't even in... None of these people are even Instagram.
Wait, that's crazy. That's some good... Thanks for the facts.
Jamie Foxx, Tobey Maguire, G-Eazy...
Eric Sunderman.
Yeah.
Dan Ozzie.
They actually skipped those. Lamar Odom. Why didn't we get invited to this?
I'm trying to not think about it, and I'm trying to not be upset about it.
You know what it probably is? It's because we live in New York, and we're very busy here. We work very hard in New York,
and his party was
in L.A., and he just didn't think he could make it, so he didn't want to get the reject, you know, like, oh, sorry, like,
oh,
I can't make
those
it.
Those guys can't make it.
So he just, like, preemptively...
It would have been sick. I have a funny image of, like, us being there, you know? Like, him, like, inviting us to
okay,
come.
Hey, Tobey Maguire.
And it's just like, no, but, like, rather than interacting with people, we just bring, like we bring Rob, our producer, and, like, we just, like, we're, like, in the corner.
We just hang out in the corner.
At the corner, we're just, we have the microphones up, and we're just, like, recording episodes mm-hmm. of Fofiode. Like, while the party's going on.
I'm starting to, like, understand why we didn't get invited to the party. Like, if
really?
That's your idea of what we would be doing at this star
cool.
study.
And Drake be like, oh, yeah, I see you guys over in the corner.
Eric, are you good with schmoozing with A-list celebrities?
Yeah.
You met Taylor Swift once?
I did.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I met Taylor Swift backstage during the Red Tour.
Mm-hmm. 2013?
No, before then, 2012, mm-hmm. At the Prudential Center in New Jersey, she had a meet and greet with some press, and it's I think that's probably the only time I've ever been like actually starstruck, and she like came around. Like, just kind of shaking hands with everybody there. There were maybe, like, a dozen people in the room. And she was stopping with each one, and her publicist was introducing them. And I was working at the Village Voice at the time, and her publicist was like, this is Eric. He's from the Village Voice. And I was like, hi. Like, I didn't say it quite that, but it was, like, kind of like that. And then I just, like, didn't really know what to say. And a girl I was seeing at the time was with me, and she, like, kind of saw it, like, falling apart. And she was, like, she kind of saved it. And she was like, oh, what do you like to do when you're in the city? Like, normal conversation. And then that kind of, like, brought it back. But then she asked us where we lived. And I was like, well, I live in Greenpoint. And Taylor goes, she goes, oh, Brooklyn, very hip.
Heard about it on Girls.
Yeah, very hip. You are very hip. But she wasn't like being condescending. She like genuinely meant it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then you introduced her to your Toronto girlfriend.
Yeah. And then we got a legendary photo together.
Yeah, legendary.
She gave me a hug, and then that was it. She's extremely skinny. Like, it's,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
it
yeah.
was like kind of jarring.
And she's tall, right?
She's about my height. I wouldn't describe myself as tall, but
you're tall.
She's like 5'10", which I guess can be tall, maybe. Mm-hmm. But she definitely has a bigger presence on stage. I think this is probably like, I don't actually know how tall Drake is. Probably what
we've gone through at 5'11" and 3/4".
But he's someone who looks like he's definitely a lot taller than that, or like a George Clooney, you know, who's like 5'8" or something. But he seems like he's like 6'10".
I like the idea of meeting like an A-list celeb, someone who's just like ubiquitous, and just being, you know, if you get introduced and you're just like, hey, I'm Dan, and they're like, oh, hey, Taylor. And I like the idea of just being like, oh, what was it? Taylor?
What was it? Taylor? Taylor?
Couldn't hear it.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Ben. What was it? What do you do?
Yeah.
What would you do if you met Drake? Like, genuinely. Like,
you know what?
Like, say Drake comes to the Vice office.
One of the weird things about covering music is that you generally think that you're nobody and nobody's reading anything you're writing.
Yeah,
you're
it's
talking
just going
about.
To avoid.
It's just going to avoid. And so you just, like, you write your things and you live in your world. But then, like, sometimes you remember, like, oh, people actually do yeah, these read numbers. This kind of stuff and like and not just like, you know, like sometimes it's like small bands that I'm writing about and then I'll hear that they read it and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. But then sometimes like I've written about Miley Cyrus and I've heard from her like people that she's like read articles that I've written about her and stuff. And so it's yeah, I know. It's no Taylor Swift.
What a bit of a break.
It's weird because like then when you meet somebody like that, you have this crippling, like crushing sense that like, oh my God, like this person knows everything I said about them, and like this is gonna be so awkward for me, and I'm just gonna like hunker in the corner, and I don't like this. You know?
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
No, so, but so
you've that, also, you've also gone after some artists too. Like say you met Tom York.
Or Billy Corgan.
Or Billy Corgan.
But the thing about Billy Corgan is he would probably punch me, but I'm like a huge fan of Billy Corgan. I am. That's why it's like so hard to, you know, it's.
But like, okay, but what about Drake? Like, say, like.
Well, I generally like Drake. I don't think I've ever said anything incredibly like mean about him on this podcast. I think he seems like a pretty nice, normal guy, all things considered. The fact that he's like super famous.
Yeah.
And also, like we talk about every minute of every episode, he's very relatable.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know what I would have to talk about with him, though. Because, like, what are our shared interests?
Emo music.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The month of October.
I don't think I'd be, like, daunted by meeting him. I just don't think I'd really have any icebreakers with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like he would make it cool. Like, he would make it... He's like a politician. Like it would be just like he knows how to work a room. You wouldn't feel uncomfortable. He would definitely like probably dominate the conversation or like lead it in a certain way. But like it wouldn't be awkward because I don't think he would maybe allow it to be awkward because he's probably so good at working a room.
I'd have to think about real like if I've never interviewed him, but if I had to, I'd have to think real hard about like every time. You get one of those staged interviews where you're like, okay, you have like an hour with this person in the hotel, and it's like, okay. And then I think, like, I always sort of like map out this plan of attack where I'm like, these are the issues that I want to get to. How can I ease them into
this? And so, like, I got to weirdly guide this conversation.
And so, like, you have this flow chart in your head where they're like, okay, if this person says yes to this, then I'm going to explore this option. If they say no, and so you have this like whole like multi tentacled attack, and it all starts with that like first icebreaker. And I don't know, I would have to really work my way back to think about like what I would want to, how I'd break that ice with him. I don't have like really anything in common with him.
All right, I'm coming out and saying it.
Mm-hmm.
You're shitty at working out. That's how you would
really,
open the interview with that and just see what happens.
Yeah. Maybe I could interview him at the gym.
Yeah, there you go. You'd be like spotting him, you know. Be like, so what do you think your best mixtape is? I'm doing a fake spot.
Right now.
Yeah.
Here's how I would see it going down. If say we were at some event where he and I were both there, right? Uh-huh. I imagine there would be somebody who would be like, "Oh, Drake, this is Dan. He works at Noisy." That's how it would start. And he would be like, "Oh, Noisy, I heard you just did a very celebrated, well-reviewed on iTunes podcast about me." And I'm like, "Yes, I did. I was part of that. One half of it. Some might say the good half of it."
I've heard, and this is just media gossip.
Love a little media gossip.
But I've heard that Drake reads two websites. He reads The Fader and he reads Noisy.
Interesting.
That's what I've heard. That's what I've been, like, people in Toronto have told me that. Our Canada editor, Jabari, who was on previous episode, has mentioned things
have
like
you,
that.
Have you ever seen us run anything on, like, an up-and-coming artist and then Drake adopts him? I guess McConan, right?
I mean, McConan, but I don't know if we can... I mean, maybe.
You guys were on McConan pretty early.
Yeah, we were the first interview, and I mean, I don't know if he discovered him via Noisy, but like we helped put him on. But I heard we ran a pretty vicious review of his Drake's Coachella set a couple years ago. It was mm-hmm. written by Jeff.
Was that
Weiss.
Cella?
Yeah,
that
was Cella. It was Cella. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was Cella year. And Jeff Weiss, who's a writer based in LA, who is probably not listening, but if you are, Jeff, shout out to Jeff. He wrote a great piece in which we called Drake like the ultimate schmuck, and it was the year that he like that weird Madonna kiss happened on stage,
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of like tore into him, and it was all pretty valid criticism, but I was told that week by people that he had read that piece in particular, and that was why his second weekend performance was so much better.
Interesting.
But you know, this is all speculation. Mm-hmm. But I mean, who knows? If I were Drake, I would read two websites. I'd read The Fader and Noisy.
I'm very curious to see if he has discovered any artists or anything because of Noisy. You know.
I mean, surely, yeah. I mean, our Canadian team, too, is always really great on putting on
Speaking of new young
artists in Toronto.
On tomorrow's episode, I don't think they're going to make it, but we were supposed to have members of the band Pup, who are in New York to do the Chris Gethard show. Shout out to Chris Gethard show on Fusion, I believe. It's very good. Or is it on Fusion? No, it's on a different... I fucked it up. It's not on Fusion anymore. Dude. Sorry. Check out the Chris Gethard show. It's on the internet.
You can just watch clips online.
But they have great musical guests, and Pup, as soon as we started this podcast, like as soon as we announced it, I got a text from them that was like, oh, we come on and talk about their Toronto influence. Yeah. I would love to find out that Drake found out about the Toronto pop punk band Pup from Noisy. That would make me so happy.
I bet Drake knows about Pup.
You think so?
Yeah, he's plugged in, man. He's
Yeah, but is he like
Pup is big... Toronto. Like Pump is like Drake is like the thing that I don't think there's been a failure of this podcast. It's I think we haven't discussed Drake's really like proud love of Toronto mm-hmm. enough.
Yeah, but do you think he knows of like all the shows that are going on at the what's the big venue there? I forget
like
the name.
Massey Hall.
I know Pup plays like a 700 person venue there, or like a.
I don't know what the name of it is, but I think. I think he's very plugged into that city because he reps it all the time and he thinks about it and he lives there too. Like he splits, I think, between there and LA. And I think that he would be, it is in his character, I think, to be aware of like what's going on and why Pup would be a good, not only like a good band, but also like a good, cool thing for him to like be into, you know. Mm-hmm. I think you don't give Drake enough credit about like what his listening skills are probably like. I think he's probably listening to like a wide range of music.
Yeah, maybe I'll limit Drake too much.
Yeah, you know. I mean, and he's not only plugged into like the up and coming rappers, but he just really reps that fucking city hard. And so I imagine that he would be if there's like a cool new young.
Let's just shout out the Toronto bands that we know that he should get into.
All right,
Single Mothers.
Oh yeah, they're good.
They're great.
Single Mothers.
Fucked Up. He's got to know Fucked Up.
Definitely. I bet he and Damien are like friends.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, they probably smoke together.
Dilly Dally
mm-hmm.
from Toronto. They did actually a cover of Know Yourself. That's pretty good.
Isn't there that band Shit from Toronto? SHIT.
Yeah,
I could be wrong, but I think
right. Are Mets from Toronto? No, they're from Seattle.
They're so Seattle.
Anyway,
we did a whole episode where we recommended music for Drake.
Yeah, we don't need to get into that.
We were talking about his birthday, and I actually got very distracted.
Yeah, this has just kind of turned into an episode about Drake.
Drake was surprised with...
We should just title this episode, An Episode About Drake.
Drake was surprised with 31 bottles of champagne and a singing performance by his dad, but naturally he played DJ throughout the night. And here's,
Drake did?
Think so. And then here's my favorite line. Guest noshed on Dippin' Dots and pizza.
Oh, man. There it is. That's your 12-year-old line.
Because right what's there. A good bar mitzvah without good food? Dippin' Dots and pizza. I mean, like, I think it's partly a nod. Obviously, it's a nod to, like, the bar mitzvah aspect of it. But I think there's an element, too, where he really wanted Dippin' Dots and pizza. And this was, like, his facade to make it happen.
I wonder if how much the planning Drake had, like, how much he thought about this. Or if it was, like, it just kind of, like, someone else did it. But if he was, like, no, for 31, I'm doing my re-bar mitzvah.
Yeah, that's a good call.
You know?
Eric, who's Madison Beer?
Madison Beer?
Mm. She was a guest at the
I don't think
thing,
I
and they're trying
is.
To make like it's a person we should care about.
Probably is.
This is like, it seems like one of those things where it's just like, oh, yeah. Our agent's going to get you to Drake's birthday party. It's a good place to be seen. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why who he put on his Instagram is so significant, because those are probably the ones where he's
if you notice, Madison Beer, Leonardo DiCaprio, Tobey Maguire, all these people are mentioned in page 6.
Not on his
Nobody's
Instagram.
On his Instagram.
I also would like to shout out Drake's late night post. Mm-hmm. I watched this morning.
Oh,
on his Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Where he was walking home, and it was funny because like I was looking at this when I was getting ready for work, which was maybe like 7:30 in the morning or something, and this said it was posted like 20 minutes prior to that. And I know that LA is 3 hours behind, but I was like, man, shout out to Drake for going late night. And he said,
yeah, out here, I just want to thank everybody for all the love, messages, DMs, emails, whatever. Thank you for wishing me a happy birthday. I hope you get this much love on your birthday. Everybody else, much love. Hey.
That was nice.
Yeah, you know what my favorite part about that was? When he wished that everyone else would get that much.
Yeah, absolutely. That to me was like, this guy just fucking loves his birthday, and he wants everybody to be like experiencing this kind of love as well.
Eric, we've been talking about Drake for almost an entire month now.
Yeah, we have. I know.
I think I'm growing to like and understand Drake more.
That's good.
I've really tried hard not to understand him any more than I did.
Yeah.
But I think he seems like a genuinely nice guy, and I feel like so many celebrities right now, like things are coming out about them that either we wish we didn't want to learn or we wish didn't happen in the first place. But like, I really hope that Drake stays clean. Like, I hope he keeps his nose clean, because I think he is a pretty nice fellow.
Yeah,
I'm happy he got another bar mitzvah.
Yeah, and I think Drake's 30s are gonna be. I just turned 30 this year. I'm all in on 30. Mm-hmm. I think that like 30s, at least from what I've been told as well, from various people who are older than me, is that 30s are your best decade because you know, at this point you kind of get your life figured out a little bit. You've got like you're probably making a little bit more money now. You've got a little bit more expendable income, you know,
the
you're confident
comes
in yourself. And you can kind of like just like lean into adulthood, and I think that's what's happening with Drake. And I think he seems, I mean, like he was clearly fucked up in that video, but like he seems in good spirits, you know.
Yeah, but there's two things you can do when you're fucked up.
Yeah.
You can post a very nice, sincere Instagram story, or you can go do something stupid.
Right, and I think the fact that he's posting like a very nice and seemingly sincere Instagram story to his millions of fans.
38 million followers.
You know, I think that suggests that Drake is, you know, he's in a good place, and he's in a happy place.
Well, Drake, we're happy that you're in a good place.
We are.
Hopefully you're listening to this podcast. And again, we're only a couple of episodes away. We're going to do a big final episode with hopefully a big special guest. We don't know. But yeah, that's almost the end for October's Very Own.
Yeah.